Usain Bolt wins gold in 200 meters despite missing world record, by Sean Gregory in Rio de Janeiro. No chest pumping before the finish of this race. Usain Bolt was clear of the field by a good body length down the stretch of the 200-meter final at the Olympic Stadium in Rio on Thursday night. His face curled with exertion. Bolt talked all week about how badly he wanted to break his own world record time, 19:19, in the 200, which he set at the World Championships in Berlin in 2009. He said he felt as if his soon-to-be 30-year-old body could accomplish that ambitious goal. Now, in these final 40 meters, he was going after it. Bolt may have won the gold, but when he looked up on the board and saw a winning time of 19:78, he snarled and snapped his hand. "I was disappointed," says Bolt. "My legs didn't respond. It's just one of those things. I'm getting older. I don't recover like I usually do." Only Usain Bolt can win an 8th straight gold medal in 8 races and still not meet expectations. Bolt didn't stay bummed for long. He took his typical victory lap as the crowd chanted, "Usain Bolt! Usain Bolt!" as if he were Pelé. He even draped a Brazilian flag over his right shoulder to go with the Jamaican flag over his left. He flashed the lightning bolt. "I wasn't fully happy," says Bolt, "but I was happy that I won a gold." He kissed the finish line in what was his last individual race and an Olympics. "I just wanted to say goodbye," Bolt says. Andre Degrasse of Canada took silver with a time of 20.02, and Christophe Lemaitre of France won the bronze in 20.12. Degrasse, 21, also won bronze in the 100-meter. Track and field now looks to him to somehow help fill the void Bolt will leave behind. The pair shared a light moment in Wednesday's semifinal when Degrasse hustled to catch up with Bolt at the end. The sprinter smiled, but Degrasse may not have left enough juice for the final. "It was a learning experience for me," says Degrasse. "I didn't have enough energy coming home." After the semi, Bolt gave Degrasse some flack. "He was just saying it was unnecessary," says Degrasse. "He told me, 'You're going to learn from that. You're young.'" Bolt has always been overwhelmingly confident in the 200, a less glitzy race than the fastest 10 seconds in sport, the 100-meter. It's an ideal distance for him. If he gets off to a slow start, the race is long enough that his long legs can start churning, enabling him to fly past the field. But it's not too long. Bolt's not a fan of endurance tests, as he's long resisted the urging of his coach, Glenn Mills, to give the 400-meter a try. Bolt's victory gives Jamaica a clean sweep of the 100-meter and 200-meter. Bolt won both on the men's side, and Elaine Thompson became the first women's sprinter since Florence Griffith Joyner in 1988 to win both races. Overall, Jamaica owns 5 track gold medals in Rio. The United States has won just 3 track golds, all in hurdles. Brianna Rollins took the 100-meter hurdles title, and Karan Clement won the men's 400-meter event. And on Thursday, Dalila Mohammed raced to the women's 400-meter gold. Denmark's Sarah Slott Petersen got silver. American Ashley Spencer took bronze. The U.S. has enjoyed more success in the field events and added a 5th gold Wednesday night when Ryan Krauser set a new Olympic shot put record with a 22.52-meter throw. Fellow American Joe Kovacs won silver and New Zealand's Tomas Walsh took bronze. Call decathlon, with its 4 running and 6 field events, a hybrid. Ashton Eaton of the U.S. repeated as Olympic champion. He's the first back-to-back decathlon champ in 32 years and again earns the honorific title World's Greatest Athlete. Bolt might quibble with that.